Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Dit lyk of die regering besig is om vordering te maak in die stryd teen die konstruksiemafia en ook ander kriminele groepe wat die afgelope paar jaar bou- en infrastruktuurprojekte reg oor die land ontwrig het. Nou hierdie groepe het in baie gevalle geweld gebruik om ontwikkelaars en kontrakteurs af te pers vir betalings, as ook om sekere persone in diens te neem of sekere kontrakteurs aan te stel. Volgens Dean McPherson, die minister van openbare werke en infrastruktuur, is daar reeds sedert November verlede jaar, en dit is net 4 maande gelede, reeds 240 mense gearresteer in verband met 745 afpersingssake wat by die polisie aangemeld is. Hy is nou op die lyn. Dean, thank you so much for your time. This is certainly encouraging news. How were you able to achieve this?
As you said in your opening remarks, over 240 people arrested since our summit in November last year, and a lot of people questioned why we were having a summit and was it going to be another talk shop. We were very clear and explicit that it couldn't be and that we had to put tangible plans in place. And so we came up with what we called the Durban Declaration, which really sought to forge partnerships between the SAPS, the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure, and National Treasury, which really looked at practical solutions to the problem of the construction mafia. And so we really zoomed in on intelligence-led operations, establishing an infrastructure task force, which would specifically deal with these crimes, opening up an anonymous hotline, which we've received over 799 tip-offs from, which have led to 30 direct interventions in provinces by the task force, as well as working with the security regulator in the industry, that we are also able to weed out companies that were posing as construction mafia. That was quite a revelation that they had started to try and pose a security company. So all of this work has come together quite nicely. And what we have done is we've sent a message very clearly that if you disrupt our sites, we will come after you. And that's not just an empty threat anymore. We're following that up with arresting people and prosecuting them. And so I'm really pleased with what we were able to announce today.
Who are these 240 individuals who have been arrested? Are they the masterminds behind these criminal operations, or are they merely the foot soldiers who carry out the extortion?
I can't go into that information just yet. Some still have to appear before court. But what we can say is that there's a cross-section of people. We understand and know that they are highly organized, that they have information on projects. So we had to become very smart in how we approach these matters. Information is kept very tight so that it is not able to leak, or people aren't able to get access to that information. But of course, you know, the collaboration with the public is that we're instilling confidence in the public, that when they give us tip-offs, when they tell us what is going on in their communities, because ultimately it's them that suffer when these projects are delayed, and that we will protect them and we will follow up. And I think that's also a real success for us. So some people come from community, some are henchmen, some are the organizers, but I'm very pleased that the measures we've put in place are paying off.
Now, the piece of legislation these groups have used is that 30% of all infrastructure projects must go to local contractors and businesses in communities close to these projects. Will that still continue? Because in theory, it is a very, very good way to increase economic activity in those communities. Sometimes they are also in rural areas where it's desperately needed.
So what we've said is that we must go back to first principles. And those first principles were about broadening participation and bringing in businesses that are small and growing, and allowing them an opportunity to work alongside the big businesses. So we still believe in that, but it has been overtaken by elements who simply monetize that sort of participation. And that work is ongoing. It runs parallel to the work that we are doing with the SAPS. Obviously, it's more technical with National Treasury, but hopefully in the near future, we'll also be able to announce some reforms on procurement and infrastructure and those set asides. But most importantly, also, we're working really hard towards a national framework for social facilitation so that we have a standardized approach to bringing communities on board so that we can minimize disruptions as well.
You've said earlier that this mafia is highly organized, but we have many other mafias as well. It's actually ironic that we have that term, but we've got a mining mafia, a taxi mafia, a water mafia more recently. Could there be connections between the construction mafia and these other groupings?
I wouldn't be able to speculate on that as I don't sit in the law enforcement cluster. But I mean, what I can tell you is that when you give people opportunity to monetize and to take advantage of the state, they will do so. And they will do so if they believe that there are no consequences for that. And that's why we've come out very strong to say that there will be consequences. We will catch you. We will find you. We will work with the communities that you're terrorizing. And we will bring you to book, because no one has a right to disrupt our sites and to hold the state hostage. And so we've collectively got to take a very tough line against these guys, that we're not going to stand around and watch them, and we're not going to negotiate with them. So I think that that's the approach that we should be taking, and where all of these mafias or gangsters find themselves.
I've spoken to many developers, some of them really big companies, who have suspended operations in KZN, in some cases also in Gauteng, because they just don't want to deal with the mafia anymore. Have you engaged the private sector developers to discuss the progress you are making and to try and convince them to undertake more developments?
Well, I mean, of course I keep in contact with them. I think they all have my number, so they also let me know what's going on. And, you know, we do this in partnership. That's why we convened that summit, which they were central to. It's why we're also going to be now having an annual national construction summit, which will be over 2 days. So we continue to keep those doors of collaboration open, and that we hear from our partners in the industry. I'm really heartened by the latest construction sentiment survey, which has shown a rise in sentiment for the third consecutive quarter. So while it is off of a low base, we're headed in the right direction. Do we have to do more? Absolutely. Are we showing progress? Yes, we are. Is it a long road that we still have to travel? Definitely. But, you know, we're moving in the right direction. And that, I think, is a much better place than where we were a year ago.
Dean, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Dean McPherson, die minister van openbare werke en infrastruktuur.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.